Let's turn to the other major news story of this day, the closing arguments in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. The verdict will be closely watched in Minnesota and around the country, with many cities bracing for protests, marches, and potential unrest. Special correspondent Fred DeSam-Lazaro reports on the final case made by prosecutors and Chauvin's defense, and a warning. The testimony includes some graphic images of what happened to George Floyd.
You have now heard the evidence.
Today's closing arguments culminated over 2 weeks of testimony in the Derek Chauvin trial, with both sides revisiting video seen extensively throughout the trial, beginning with prosecutor Steve Slesher.
This case is exactly what you thought when you saw it first, when you saw that video. It's what you felt in your gut. It's what you now know in your heart. This wasn't policing. This was murder. The defendant is guilty of all three counts. All of them. And there's no excuse.
Chauvin is charged on three counts, with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter in the second degree.
9 minutes and 29 seconds. 9 minutes and 29 seconds. He was trapped with the unyielding pavement underneath him, as unyielding as the men who held him down, pushing him. A knee to the neck, a knee to the back, twisting his fingers, holding his legs for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. The defendant's weight on him.
Although the Floyd case sparked debate in Minneapolis about reforming, even abolishing the police, prosecutors said that's not what this trial is about.
Make no mistake, this is not a prosecution of the police. It is a prosecution of the defendant.
Chauvin took notes by hand throughout the prosecution's statements, but notably removed his mask for his own lawyer's closing arguments. For his part, defense attorney Eric Nelson also used police body cam video, which he said demonstrated that Chauvin's actions were reasonable in a fast-moving situation.
You can't limit it to 9 minutes and 29 seconds. It started 17 minutes before that 9 minutes and 29 seconds. In this case, the totality of the circumstances that were known to a reasonable police officer in the precise moment the force was used demonstrates that this was an authorized use of force, as unattractive as it may be. And this is reasonable doubt. There is absolutely no evidence that Officer Chauvin intentionally, purposefully applied unlawful force. It's tragic. It's tragic.
On the cause of Floyd's death, Nelson discounted testimony from several prosecution witnesses who said it was asphyxia caused by Chauvin's actions. Nelson said they had cherry-picked video and argued that drugs and underlying disease were responsible.
Do not let yourselves be misled by a single still frame image. Put the evidence in its proper context. The failure of the state's experts to acknowledge any possibility at all, that any of these other factors in any way contributed to Mr. Floyd's death defies medical science and it defies common sense.
The prosecution returned with a brief rebuttal.
Well, here's what I thought then was the largest departure from here, the evidence. And the truth of the matter is that the reason George Floyd is dead is because Mr. Chauvin's heart was too small.
After jurors went into deliberations, Judge Peter Cahill denied a motion for a mistrial from defense attorney Nelson, who said he was concerned about the influence of intense media publicity.
And we stand united.
Outside the courthouse today, a prayer vigil was held with the families of Floyd and 20-year-old Dante Wright, killed a week ago in a police shooting. In the metropolitan area on edge, there were also pleas from local leaders to maintain peaceful protests. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Fred DeSam-Lazaro in St. Paul, Minnesota.